All right. So I texted Ron this morning and I said, I got a teaching from the Lord this morning and I'm wondering if you're okay. And I didn't hear back from him, and I felt like the Lord said, just write the teaching. And I, you know, maybe I'll use it later, whatever happens. And then at some point, Ron actually looked at his phone and said, I'm okay, but if you want to teach, you can go ahead. And I felt like the Lord said, yes, I teach, and they come and we pray. So they didn't know that was going to happen, but I think that was what the Lord wanted, and so I appreciate that. Psalm 121, Walt.
I raise my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God won't let your foot slip. Your protector won't fall asleep on the job. No, Israel's protector never sleeps or rests. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your shade right beside you. The sun won't strike you during the day, neither will the moon at night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. God will protect your very life. The Lord will protect you on your journeys, whether going or coming, from now until forever from now.
Some of us don't sleep that much anymore. It gets harder sometimes as you get older. My mom's cousin posted something on Facebook that said, a bedtime story. I used to sleep. But it is not my job to watch over this church in the way that God watches over us, or to watch over any of you. The Lord is the one who never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord is the one who watches over New Covenant, over Church of the Brethren, over each of us individually. And us sleeping less or worrying more doesn't change that. It is the Lord. And then the next reading.
But you must continue with the things you have learned and found convincing. You know who taught you. Since childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures that help you to be wise in a way that leads to salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. Every Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for showing mistakes, for correcting, and for training character, so that the person who belongs to God can be equipped to do everything that is good. I'm giving you this commission in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is coming to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearance in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready to do it whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Correct, comfort, and encourage with patience and instruction.
This is part of why I thought I was supposed to preach this morning. One of the things that the Lord has been working with me on is especially the beginning of this, about continuing with the things that I know. We sing a song sometimes, don't be afraid to know who you are, and don't be afraid to show it. And I think a lot of times when I sing that song, I especially think of our LGBTQ brothers and sisters, of knowing who they are and being okay with that. But the Lord has also been teaching me that the Lord has created each of us to be a certain kind of person. And for me, it's a person who hears God almost daily through Scripture. And to be able to own that and to acknowledge that and to walk boldly into that is still difficult for me. So to be able to say, okay, Ron is not sick today, but I'm still supposed to preach. Yes, okay, I will do that. That is a journey I think the Lord is taking each of us on, to be more and more who we are, to continue with the things we have learned and found convincing. The things that, at least for me, from childhood, the Scriptures have been a part of my life. That is who I am. And to love that in myself and to love that calling. This week, one of the things that I was thinking about, it came to me. So sometimes I feel like the reason I'm the pastor here is because God couldn't find anyone else. I was sort of like the only available person for the job. And I think about that in other places in my life as well, that it's sort of like God looks around and there's no one else available. And it's like, well, Renee's there. I guess that'll be good enough. And two thoughts came to me this week that I felt like the Lord was saying, no, I called you to be here. at New Covenant, not because there was no one else, but because this is where you're supposed to be in at this time. I don't know how long, but at this time, this is the job God has given me. And it's not that I've been called to be a pastor anywhere. I'm not going to leave here, I don't think, and become a pastor somewhere else. God has called me to New Covenant, not to just be a pastor. Really, I'm more of a social worker. And so that feeling of assurance of where God has put me at this time, in this place with you all, and that that is a blessing and a commission, as Paul says to Timothy, and that we should be ready to do it, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. And then lastly, a story from Jesus.
Jesus was telling them a parable about their need to pray continuously and not to be discouraged. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him asking, "Give me justice in this case against my adversary." For a while he refused, but finally said to himself, "I don't fear God or respect people, but I will give this widow justice because she keeps bothering me. Otherwise, there will be no end to her coming here and embarrassing me." The Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. Won't God provide justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he be slow to help them? I tell you, he will give them justice quickly. But when the human one comes, will he find faithfulness on earth?"
This is an interesting story that Jesus tells, presumably to help us be persistent in our prayers. And yet I think even though Jesus has contrasted God with the unjust judge, what we get out of it actually is that God is the unjust judge. And that if we persist and we persist and we persist, God will listen to us. Even though Jesus is actually saying God is not like that, right? But when we hear the message of persistence, we think somehow we equate God with the unjust judge and just being like a little bit nicer than the unjust judge. Jim Kroger told me that their priest preached on this and said that actually God is the widow. God is the widow who is persistently coming to us and working with us to try to get us to work for justice. And that's sometimes a little bit hard to see in this story. So I encourage you to think on that, because God is not the unjust judge. God will bring justice in God's time. And yes, we are to continue to pray. But I would encourage you to think about that image of God as the widow who persistently comes to us. We were supposed to get out early today. I don't know if we will. But it is a joy and a pleasure to be with you, to worship with you, to explore the scriptures together, and to listen for God's voice. So I'm going to pray, and then everyone is welcome to go to communion. You can have communion. We'll do it in groups first around the table as sort of a family thing. But if you would like to go later on your own, that's fine as well. Lord, we thank you that your word to us is living and active and dynamic, and that you speak to our hearts through your scripture and through the people around us, through your creation. Lord, we pray that you would move among us today in our worship and in our time in the garden as we seek to be your church and bring justice in this world. Amen.